Hello, I'm here again, and I'm just with McCain today, and basically, we're just going to be talking about why we really dislike Spanish class, which is both of our least favorite class during the day. We both really never look forward to it at all. We actually dread it every day. We hate the thought of having to come to this class. He has it, what, sixth period, and I have it seventh? Yeah, that's how that goes. So every day we meet up at lunch and we talk about how we don't want to go and what we have to do today as far as work in that class. So, McCain, tell me, why do you hate your Spanish class?
I dislike my Spanish class due to the fact that we are expected to learn a different language in like a 4-day span than get hit with a quiz.
Yeah, I understand
and
that.
And then the teacher questions is why everyone fails it.
Yeah, I feel like normally we don't have enough time to review stuff, and that's always, you know, never a good thing at all. I really, really
hate... And it's not that it's, like, extremely hard. It's just not fun.
There's two words.
Like, no one's attention span can be focused on Spanish for 45 minutes, a class period.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to stay focused in that class sometimes. Because, you know, it's the end of the day and it's really boring. Now, there's two words that I would have to use to describe the misery that I hate as far as classwork. I have to do two things. Wordplay and Conjuguemos. Those two websites make me want to shoot myself every time I log in. Because by God, every time I have to sit there and I feel like I'm wasting precious minutes of my life that I could be using so much more productively than sitting in front of a screen and reviewing words that I either already know or am just not going to care to remember later.
But I agree.
Do you have to do wordplay?
No.
You don't.
Still.
What Spanish are you in? Two?
Two.
How do you not have to do wordplay in your Spanish too?
I don't know. We just have to do it.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. You're lucky. I've been doing wordplay since 8th grade. No, 7th grade.
I've done it in 7th grade. I've done it in 7th.
Since 8th grade. I've been doing wordplay since 8th grade. And I still can't stand it to this day. It's so annoying. Today, what do we do today in my Spanish class?
My Spanish class, we had to answer this sheet about traveling.
Traveling.
Yes, we had to find a hotel cost, how much the hotel is, where it is, how far it is, how to get there, and what did you take to get there, and how long are you staying, and when are you coming back, and what is the price?
Jesus.
So an autobiography on how to travel.
Here's what we did today in my Spanish class. We sat there, and we all talked to each other. For a solid 20 minutes in Spanish, we had to. Teacher directed our conversations. And then, after that, we went over our quiz, and then we read this whole thing that was about college. Nick was telling us how to make the right decisions for our future as far as classes and stuff. And, yeah, it was pretty helpful, but it was pretty lame, not gonna lie. I don't like sitting there reading in front of other people, much less talking.
I agree. I do not like reading in front of other people.
Yeah, I always slip up, and I feel like I'm gonna say something weird. I don't like talking to a bunch of people at one time like that either. Which, you know, class I'm in, speech is actually helping with that. But, you know, at the same time, I still just don't.
And like I the idea agree with of that it. Statement 100%.
Yeah. Okay. What did we do yesterday in my Spanish class? Yesterday, we watched the rest of this video about colleges. So that's what we've been talking about lately. And degrees and stuff. And it's really annoying because the whole thing is just like, we keep talking about our future and stuff. And plus, it's really annoying having to remember all the different conjugations for different, like...
Yes, yeah. We're doing preterite tense.
You're in preterite. We're in subjunctive.
I feel like we already went through preterite, now we're jumping back to it.
Yeah, that's what... You do that again in Spanish 3. Why? You do preterite, like, 8 times. It's so annoying. And then,
like, we're not even learning anything new. Like, it's just the same stuff.
I know, it gets really repetitive. They, like, you know what's really annoying? When they keep giving me, like, new sheets of vocab. They're like, all right, this is the new vocab for the new 6-week. Study it. And half of it's, like, stuff from the old one. And then they just start pulling out new words nobody's ever heard.
That's what I'm saying.
Expecting us to know them. And then we're like, where did this come from? They're like, it's on the vocab. And we're like, it's not there.
Whenever we don't know a word and they're like, it's from last year. It's from Spanish 1. And they're like, last year. I've been speaking English since last year. I don't think they realize that, like, outside of school right now, for at least, we only speak Spanish 45 minutes. And that's when we're in the class and we're half to.
Yeah, I only talk Spanish in there. Or maybe, like, 2 or 3 sentences when I'm at home. But not really much other than that. Because nobody here talks Spanish that much. Except my cousin. Because, you know, she always has her Latino friends over. And she'd be talking in Spanish all the time.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, I think also that... I think that, a lot of the time, I feel like, for me, I just, you ever just feel like you know a lot of the stuff, but, like, it just, like, it's, like, right there, but you just can't remember it, like, all the time, and then you just keep second-guessing yourself, and that's part of the reason why you don't like being in there. At all.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you're always second-guessing yourself, and you have to keep checking yourself and really thinking about whether you're right or wrong. And who would like to do that at the end of their day when they just want to go home?
No.
No one.
Nobody.
Yeah, I wait those last, 42 minutes... And I'm looking at the clock, like, every 2 seconds in that class. It's really annoying. You know, my class is literally, like, 11 people.
My class is not all, but full of 9th graders.
Really? Oh, yeah. Yes. I can imagine. Yeah, my class literally has 11 people in it. There's nobody in there. There was, like, 15, but, like, hella people dropped out. There's probably more than that. There was probably like 20 something, but everybody dropped out because they were like, nah bro, we're not about it. Which personally I feel that, because the class is just
it's
not worth it at all.
I'm in there to get the language credit. I'm there to get the language.
I already got the language credit. My mom's like, you gotta do another year. It's quite annoying. It's quite frustrating, to be honest with you. I think that's gonna wrap this up. We had a good time talking. Thank you for spending this time with me and, you know, getting this job done with me. I know it was a hassle on both of y'all. Even though Axel didn't really get to talk with us because he's not in the class. So thank you very much. That's going to wrap this one up. Bye-bye.